B-Pod Studios.
Welcome, everyone.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Guess what it is?
I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you to guess.
Can you guess what it is?
I bet you I can guess what it is.
Okay, what is it?
End of the week.
End of the week.
End of the week.
Already?
Yes!
Way to go, way to go!
Is it Friday already?
Today is Friday.
Oh, thank God, Friday, TGIF.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, ready to put on a show for all these guys.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
It's showtime!
80s and more, 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. I don't know about you guys, but this week flew by.
Well, you know,
by.
When you don't work on Monday.
Yep.
A back-to-back long weekend guy.
I know. Boy, I recommend it, guys.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
Right? Right.
Yeah. So, no, I don't mean to rub it in. But you know what's going to happen?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But
you will be in Monday after Super Bowl Sunday.
Right? I am, yes, because I don't have, like most New Englanders, I don't have a dog in the hut. I mean, I'd like to see the 49ers win the big game. Are we allowed to say the other word?
I mean, no, don't say it.
The big game. I'd like to see the 49ers, but are you guys like me? It's just, okay.
Well, I would like the 49ers for two reasons.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy Garoppolo is allegedly the quarterback, right? Am I getting that right?
Yes,
okay.
He is.
So, nothing alleged about it.
And they have the first female football coach.
Oh, yeah. We talked about her yesterday.
Yeah, we did. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
They're playing the Chiefs, right?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right. I got it all.
Did you see, our boss, Mary, put a picture out of her and
Jimmy G
from when he was a Patriot.
Oh, that's nice. A throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of...
He's a very handsome fella.
Kind of throwing it out there, Mary.
Oh, that she's on that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a Patriots connection.
Mm-hmm.
He's handsome.
I tagged my wife and said, jealous?
Jealous.
Yes. Very jealous. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, if 49ers win, there's more Garoppolo camera time.
That's true.
That's right.
Think of
her.
It that way.
Yeah. There's more time to stare at Jimmy G.
Did you make any bets or anything?
No, we have some interesting bets coming up.
Okay, good.
We got into the office square pool yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We did. That's always a fun one.
How does that work? Because, I mean, it's just you put your name on and
hope for the best?
Well, once all the squares are filled up, they'll put the numbers on.
Okay.
They'll send it out to our – my barbershop sent one out that was like 500 a square.
Wow.
Whoa.
Ours was 20. I bought two. So
Big spender.
Well, what can we make, Brian?
Forget how they pay out ours. I think there's a couple hundred bucks.
We could be rich Monday.
Yeah, you get a couple hundred bucks. You're good.
Really? Stay tuned. I don't even know how it works. I can't even begin to tell you.
If you
threatened my life and said, but you'll be saved if you can explain squares and football squares, I'd be dead.
You'd be dead.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
So you're not going to buy a square?
No.
Circle gets the square right there. There you have it.
Wow.
What was the last, Brian, the last spread on the Super Bowl?
It's only like a point and a half. It's very close.
Chiefs, right?
Yeah, ooh, Chiefs. Chiefs are favored. The 49ers are even.
So, what do you think the over-under is, LBF?
72-3. I don't know what that means.
I didn't think so. That's why I asked.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, what do you have? What's cool?
One out of three people do this on the regs at parties, and you're going to throw up in your mouth a little bit.
One out of three people do this at the party. Probably your Super Bowl party Sunday.
Definitely.
Oh, all right. I don't like it already. Brian Bell.
All right, we're going to go Back to the Future.
Mm.
You're not going to believe what's happening to Back to the Future.
Okay, that's coming up.
And oh my God.
I'm going to tell you, according to Madden, right?
Yeah.
Game, who is going to win the Super Bowl?
Okay.
All right, that's what they're saying. That's coming up. Okay, cool things brought to you by Audible. Let Audible give you the edge with the best-selling audiobooks, exclusive originals, and guided fitness you can access anywhere with the Audible app. Stay tuned, inspired, and entertained with Audible. Your first listen is free at audible.com.
Okay, one out of three people do this at parties, and it will definitely happen at your Super Bowl party. Bob Bronson, play the tape.
No.
Could you just double dip that chip? Double dipped? What are you talking about? Mm. You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again. So that's like putting your whole mouth right in the dip.
It is. That's a lot. One out of three people.
Yeah.
So here's my advice to you at your Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
So you get there early, so before everybody, and take a spoon and take all the dips you want and put them on a big plate and then just go sit by yourself in the corner.
Everybody hates you, okay? Everybody, look at her.
Yeah.
She got
look
all
at her.
Her
She's
chips.
Not going to get any sort of, like, you know,
once
communicable
you wear a mask,
disease.
Yeah. Once you wear a
because it's hard to eat and wear a mask. Yeah. It's very so difficult.
It is.
I mean,
oh boy.
Wow. Take my chances.
Fun at a party. Look at
yep.
her taking all
look
the
at
dips.
Her. Just little feet. Not the whole thing, but oh. like just little spoonfuls.
Why don't you just take the whole thing then?
I have a friend. I know somebody who yeah. takes her own dip to parties because she is so afraid of double dipping.
That is crazy.
It's actually it's
over
crazy
the top.
Genius. There's a line.
It's yeah, it's slightly mad.
Yeah.
okay.
BYO. Yeah. All okay. right, Brian.
All right. You know, Back to the Future. It's one of the best movie trilogies out there. I reference it at least once a day.
Oh, it's unreal.
And now it's come to the theater.
The theater.
Back to the Future, the musical.
Oh, no.
Is happening.
What?
It actually opens February 20th in Manchester, England.
Yeah.
It's a whole, the book was done by Bob Gale. It's got the guy from Desperate Housewives, you know, the weird
yeah,
pharmacist
the
guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's in this.
Yeah, he's a Tony Award winner.
Yeah, he's good. He's playing Doc Brown. Do you want to hear, because they've got the regular tunes like Power of Love, Johnny B. Goode are in it, but do you want to hear the new version of Back in Time, the musical version?
Yes.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, there you go.
Help me, doctor, and get me out of this time.
Sounds that. Musical-y.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very jazz hands.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
You
that,
know me.
That's all
yeah.
you need to say.
Oh, there you go.
It's going yeah. there, and then it's going to be in the West End in London.
Yeah.
And then hopefully it'll cross the pond.
We'll see.
And
why
then
did they
we'll
get it first? It was our movie.
Yeah. I don't know.
Boy, all right.
Right?
I don't know, Bob.
Well,
like,
I don't
pick
know.
It up sure. when you're in London.
Excuse me,
queen.
I'm just going to take this home with me. Stars.
Yes. I am going to London for a week.
No,
see
fancy.
My kid over there.
Yeah.
She's done everything.
I know.
I'm like, well, what are we going to do? She's done everything.
Just take her out to dinner.
No, yes.
Going,
yeah.
Hey, now shopping. All right. Madden the Game says the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl. 35-31. Close game. Now, they've been right 10 of the past 16 years, but it's been wrong the last 2 years. Okay. But in 2015, they predicted the Patriots win over the Seahawks, and they nailed the score 28-24. So when they're right, they're right.
Yeah.
But they've been wrong the past couple.
When they're wrong, they're wrong.
When they're wrong, you're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
And Patrick Mahomes will be the MVP. Well, that's easy. If they win, it's going to be Mahomes.
He's on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
He's,
okay.
I like he's
their you
kicker.
Are ready for Super Bowl Sunday.
I know I am, right?
He's their kicker.
Oh, he's
so,
their kicker?
Yes. He's
oh.
the best kicker ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was something else.
Should we tell her or just let
is
this,
he not a kicker?
Let this deliciousness
he's not the kicker.
No, he's not the kicker.
What is he?
What do you think?
I don't know. Wide receiver?
No.
Is he the quarterback?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, he's the quarterback.
That's why they mention him all the time.
That's why.
Right.
You know, the kicker doesn't get that.
Yeah, I was like, that's weird.
He's the long snapper.
Yeah. There you go.
Get that
right.
checked.
6-1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We love talking sports. Hey, is Zoe calling us later?
Yeah,
we're going to talk to Zoe. That'll be fun.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning, 627. And coming up, 8 o'clock, listen for Queen. Your shot, $1,000, 80s artist of the day. We're getting down the last few times for that.
Yeah.
We're just talking Super Bowl picks. Madden game says 35-31 Chiefs.
Yep.
Over-under is what, Brian? 50-something?
54.5, I think.
Yeah. So there you have it.
I don't even know what that means.
No. But the other thing that everybody's talking about was that picture of Tom Brady.
Yes, on Instagram. Was it on all of his platforms?
Insta and Twitter.
All right.
So it's black and white.
Yes, it's very
and we
artistic.
Don't know if he's entering. He posted it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't know if he's coming or going. Which was very symbolic
yep.
of of his future here with the Pats.
Right. So he's toying with us. He is toying with the fans.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, he's having a little fun at our expense, I think.
I wonder why he did it, because I tend to agree with you. It has come off as a little bit like, am I staying? Am I going?
Listen, if you're branding yourself for a new career after your main career, you've got to stay in the conversation. Now, he's staying in the conversation 2 days before the Super Bowl when all the attention should be on Jimmy Garoppolo and all this other stuff. So what he does is he does this, and now everyone's talking about him. They're going to be talking about it for weeks. And well, that's what
Well, that's all the news last night, right?
Oh, it was all over the news. And the controversy, too, is he coming in or is he walking out?
Right.
Then there were other people who were also saying, what stadium is it? I saw a lot of photographic evidence last night on the Twitter.
Yeah,
that it does appear to be Gillette.
Jeez.
However,
right,
it also appears that it's the guest visitor entrance, where the visitors come onto the field. Yeah. So,
adding to that controversy is the fact that Giselle allegedly was looking at boys' schools in Nashville, Tennessee. Then they were thinking about moving to Tennessee.
And
they're
in Miami yesterday.
Yeah, well, she was in Nashville looking at schools for her kids.
Look at that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So here we go. Something?
Well, I know. I'm just going to give you some advice. Don't do that if your contract is up. Don't have a picture in the dark of you coming or going to the studio.
Really?
Yeah, we don't want to see that. Don't toy with it.
I'm going to toy with you. I'm going to get myself a nice little camera. Yeah. I got this going. Not now.
Jeez.
All right.
Yeah. Just word to the wise. I think he's staying, and I have a theory.
You do? Oh.
I think I have a theory. I think he's staying because Bob Kraft is not going to let him go. There's no way. You know Bob.
Yes, I know Bob.
What kind of ending does Bob like?
Oh, boy.
Huh? I'm not saying it.
I'm just
Brian
saying.
Brian Bell said it.
I mean, Bob here.
Bob, he likes a certain kind of ending.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't like
Everyone's
sad.
Everyone's happy.
Does he like he doesn't like a sad ending. Now, does he, LBF?
No, he does not.
What's the opposite of sad?
Yeah.
I will not. I cannot.
I'm just saying.
Well, he's going to have to pay him a lot of money for it.
Well, that's, you know. A good one, a good ending is hard to find.
Everyone,
so anyway,
my God,
I'm glad we didn't say it. All right, look, okay,
we tap dance around.
Yes,
that.
You know how Bob likes his
endings.
Yes,
ending, right.
All right, LBF coming up.
Bob Kraft, right, Bob?
Bob, yes,
okay.
yes.
Be specific.
Yeah, so you'll see a picture of me leaving.
Yes,
there will be no doubt about it. With a box. All right, what's coming up, Jordy Lyons?
Speaking of Tom Brady.
Yes.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel reading mean tweets about him, and it's pretty hilarious, and we've got that.
Jimmy Kimmel was?
Yeah.
But
mean
Bob,
tweets.
Tom was on Jimmy Kimmel?
Well, he was part of a bunch of NFL players.
I didn't see that.
You know,
all righty.
Reading all right. mean tweets.
It's coming up before 7 o'clock. We're going to give away tickets again to Aerosmith at Fenway Park.
Oh, wow.
All right, that's the Saturday concert, and then followed next night by New Kids on the Block.
And Bell Biv DeVoe.
Yeah, Brian Bell Biv DeVoe.
Yes.
They're all going to be
he's
there.
He's practicing.
Yes, he's practicing to be there. All right, before 7 o'clock, we'll be looking for caller 15. You do have our phone number, I hope. Make sure you have this number, okay?
Well, this is Sharon, and I'm from Clinton.
Do you have our new phone number?
Well, that's how I dialed you.
Do you have our phone number? All right, Sharon.
Yes. All right. And if you want to call this wonderful radio station, it's 888- 410-1057.
Thanks, Sharon. It's 6:44. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Ready for some Dirty Laundry? Brought to you by Brigham Health.
Okay, fun fact about J-Lo and that Grammys dress. You know, the one that was, like, cut all the way down to her belly button back in the day.
The green one.
Yeah,
we know. Ask us any other dress. No idea. The green one? Yep.
I'm sorry. Foolish me.
Right? Yeah.
Foolish me. Also, you won't believe the most arrested celebrity ever. I was stunned at this. But first, let's talk about mean tweets and Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's got a mean streak. Not like Ellen. Ellen, definitely generous, has a mean streak. But Jimmy makes people read mean tweets about them, celebrities. So he had a bunch of NFL players read mean tweets about them. And here's how it sounded.
All right, here we go.
Wait a second. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
Hi, I'm Tom Brady, and I'm a crybaby, and I have a butt in my chin.
I imagine Patrick Mahomes' barber is a superhero who has to run out and save the world every time he gets halfway through Mahomes' haircut.
This dude, Travis Kelce, looks like the Notre Dame leprechaun.
Joey Bosa's nose is so big, it looks like he's been lying every day for his whole life.
Sonny Michel, more like Panasonic Michel so far.
Ooh. Ooh. Clay Matthews is the type of dude who farts into a bottle of Sunny D, puts it in the fridge, and then consumes it the next morning.
Who thought of that? God.
Some person on Twitter. Oh, people write mean tweets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway.
But how did that go through your head?
Because, you know what? Have you been on Twitter lately? The things that go through people's heads and then
ugly.
They put on
it's ugly.
The internet and the interwebs is pretty bad. Okay, before I get to the fun fact about J-Lo and her green dress, celebrities who've been arrested the most. Now, I was like, I kept all these mugshots popped up in my head, like the famous one of Nick Nolte. That one just is permanently etched in my brain.
Yeah.
But do you have any guesses?
Well, I know the answer.
Oh, you do?
Sean Penn.
I know the answer.
No.
He's an older dude.
Good guess.
Yeah, okay. Older gentleman.
Yep. But
most of it's probably from protesting,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number one.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm going to do five.
Are you going to be Casey Kasem?
I'm going to be Casey Kasem because
right.
I'm learning from you.
Are you
going
to do them in numerical order or random order?
She's going to start at
five. I'm going to start at five and go numerical order.
Oh, okay.
Because
right.
I'm a professional.
That's a good
snoop for you. Yes. I know.
Just jump around
willy
nilly.
Number five.
Okay.
Boston's
yeah.
own Bobby Brown.
Oh, yeah.
With 14, protesting.
Not protesting.
No.
14 arrests.
Wow.
Number four, Suge Knight. 15 arrests.
Suge Knight.
Suge Knight. I mispronounce everything.
You're from Canton.
Yeah.
I am from Canton.
It's okay you don't know.
But Bobby Brown lived in Canton very briefly.
Yeah.
Suge Knight. 15 arrests.
Again, not protesting.
I'm the worst person
Number three.
At this job. DMX, 24 arrests. Pete Doherty, used to date Amy Winehouse and Kate Moss, he's from London, 26. But coming in hot at number one.
Right.
With 66 arrests.
That's a lot of arrests.
Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen.
You would have expected Charlie.
I know.
Yeah, right.
Maybe that's where he gets it from.
Were they mostly protests?
Mostly protests.
Yeah, he'll go and do sit-ins or whatever. Yep. 66 times.
Yeah.
You've done your share.
Yeah.
Martin, let somebody else do it.
Have you ever been arrested?
I have not.
Yet.
Yet. I will protest.
Fun fact about J-Lo about that green dress. I know you guys are wondering about it.
Yep.
Yes.
It was searched so often and downloaded so much that it inspired the creation of Google Images.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, so they didn't have that before.
They didn't have Google Images until J-Lo's belly button and
green
cleavage
dress.
Were exposed for all the world to see.
That seems to be a look now, that type of dress.
Yes, it is.
She did a lot at the Grammy Oscars and whatevers. Yeah.
The dress that launched a thousand
Google
double-sided
searches.
Tapes.
Yeah, that's Google searches. It.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
Hey, guys, it's Friday, and you know what that means.
I do.
Yeah, it's dating disasters.
It's like I get to go home soon.
No, that's not what
wow.
it means. You're supposed to come here because you love it.
I love it.
You're just having so much fun.
I am.
You come for free.
Well, I actually come on Fridays because of dating disasters.
Okay, well, that's good. It's time. Dating disasters. Let's do today because of the Super Bowl. Maybe you had a horrendous dating first date that took place at a sporting event.
Yeah.
Could have been at Fenway, the Garden. Or maybe going to a Super Bowl party and it was just a disaster. So it sounds like a good idea, right? Because there's something going on, but you can still talk.
Exactly.
Not like a movie.
Right.
Where a movie, you got to hush, you know.
Yeah, no one ever took me to sporting events.
Well, Dave, are you listening? Okay. I don't think it'd be a disaster.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Why should I be nervous? We're just two people going on a first date.
Do I have food on my face? Am I eating? Am I talking too much? Are they talking enough? Am I interested? I'm not really interested. Should I play like I'm interested, but I'm not that interested, but I think she might be interested, but do I want to be interested, but now she's not interested?
All right. Anyway, so today's dating disaster. We're doing sports.
Yes.
That's Vince Vaughn. He likes football.
He does?
Yeah, he was at the... What game was he at recently?
Champion.
Yeah, one of the games. There, hobnobbing with the president. National, yeah, so we thought today would be fun to do first dates that took place around sporting events.
Okay,
so phone lines are always open, 888-410-1057. Best story of the day gets a $100 gift card to Rare Steakhouse, Encore, Boston Harbor. We have Vicky first?
Yep.
All right, Vicky. Let's hear your dating disaster.
I certainly do, and it's sports related.
All right, good.
So I had a rental car, and I picked up my date and two of his friends, and we're going to Fenway Park. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the bridge that you cross over before you get to Fenway right there. And I had a rental car. My car caught on fire. And everybody's laughing, meaning walking down the street. And my date and his friends go, well, come on, you can't do anything. Let's go to the game. I'm not going to the game. I have no car, my rental car. They left me and went to the game.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
They left you?
So I'm in Boston. They left me. So basically, we never had another date.
I wouldn't think.
Wow.
Gee, you know, didn't have the first.
There was no fire there with us.
Oh my God.
When was this?
Oh, gosh. Probably in the 80s.
Yeah.
I was going to say who won, but they probably lost, right?
So what'd you do?
I don't know.
What'd you do?
I was trying to figure out how I was going to get home. I never knew how to take the subway or anything like that.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, that's terrible.
Yep. So
you never saw the guy again?
But I didn't. I didn't.
Yeah.
Right. It was up in flames, you know?
Yeah, that went up in flames.
Relationship really? Had no fire.
Wow, what a jerk. You married now? All good?
Oh, yeah. Everything's good.
All right. Well, glad to hear it. Thanks for sharing, Victor.
That's crazy.
Right. You know what? You got rid of the jerk earlier. That's all. Thank you. All right. Let's say hi to Sue. Good morning, Sue.
Morning.
You had a dating disaster. Where did it take place?
It took place at a monster truck rally.
Okay.
I've got my attention.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to picture this. It's the 80s. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like a first day. I was dressed all in white because like I had a white blazer and white jeans.
Oh,
you know, it was the 80s.
You were going to a monster truck rally?
No, I did not. And I didn't even know what they were at the time. You know, I was like 17, 18.
Yep.
I didn't know what they were. And he took me, and he was so proud of it. He had, like, front row seats. And this was like a mud rally. Like, there was mud everywhere.
Yeah.
And needless to say, my outfit wasn't white when we left.
I didn't think so.
It was bad. And
they saw you in the crowd wearing white. And then, yeah.
Yeah, they knew. They knew.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I mean, and I had contacts on, too. So
oh
it was like the dust and the dirt. I couldn't see when I left.
Loud.
My eyes were all bloodshot. It was awful.
Wow. Did you ever see the guy again?
Well, no. I did. We went out a couple more times, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, gee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you wear white on the next date?
No, absolutely not. I wore sweatpants. Right. Anyway.
Sweatpants.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Sue, thanks for sharing. That's funny. And goggles at our next date.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You think they went out for that date on a Sunday?
It had to be. All right. If you have a dating disaster, that doesn't have to be sports, but maybe it happened on a
Sunday.
Yeah, okay, fine. There you go.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
We're doing a kind of sports theme today,
yeah,
right?
Super Bowl
because
inspired.
Super Bowl. Yeah. Maybe you've had a bad Super Bowl date or whatever. We've had some good ones so far. All right. So the best disaster gets that $100 gift card to Rare Steakhouse. Let's go to Sheila. Good morning, Sheila.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. So you have a dating disaster for us?
I do. Right. It was probably like 1987.
Okay.
And I had gone to the channel where I met a bouncer, okay, that worked there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought he seemed like a nice guy. He had nice tux on, tall, big, and hair done. So then he asked me out. I went. He came to my house on a Sunday. And he pulled up in this big, horrible boat of a car with a tie-dye shirt and terrible hair, like spiked hair. And then we proceed to go to the aquarium where he wants to park at a hydrant. And I am like, no, you can't park at a hydrant. And he's backing the boat in and out. This family's trying to walk by with little children in a stroller, and he won't let them pass because he's trying to park his boat at the hydrant. So I wind up, like, we walk to go to the aquarium. He doesn't pay for my ticket. It was horrible from the beginning.
Was this the same guy that you met?
Are you
sure?
I really feel sick. And he took me home, which was nice, but it was horrific.
Seriously, was he the same guy that you met? I mean, that sounds like two different people. It was the same guy, the same bouncer.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you go on a date. You see something, like you say, this guy's cute and seems nice.
Yeah.
And then you go on the date and you're like, no.
That's like
that's
different
not true.
People.
Yeah.
Well, he only seemed nice as a bouncer probably because he let you in.
Right.
You know, and he was all had to dress nice for work. And
doorman.
You
know. So what did you do? Doorman.
he
did.
Doorman, yeah.
So he turned the boat around, took you home, huh? Yeah.
He took me home and I never looked back. So that's good.
Did he ask for a kiss goodbye?
My lesson. No.
No, okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like he would have.
Right.
You know? Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. No.
How are things now, Sheila?
Good. I'm fine. Thanks.
She's over it. It was 87,
well, I didn't
Bob.
Mean him. No, I meant.
Are you married?
Thank
you. Are you happy?
I'm old now. I'm old now, so.
We all are. Act accordingly.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, God.
Thanks for sharing, Sheila.
Well, have a great day.
You too.
Boy. That sounds
good.
I mean, you sound like a different guy. That's what I was saying.
That's what happens. That's what happens to women on dates.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
It's not you. It's me. It's what I'm going through.
Mike?
Nikki. Great. Did you just walk in? Or were you listening all along?
Don't ever call me again.
Don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good. Because I'd find you.
Isla Fisher. That's Isla Fisher, right? Didn't you say a friend of yours just saw Isla Fisher?
They're in town.
Uh-huh.
They're in Charlestown filming a Disney movie. She's very small.
Very small.
Very small.
Little Isla Fisher.
That's my first question when people meet celebrities.
Yeah.
How tiny are they?
How tiny. All right. So let's go to Karen from Woburn. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. All right. So let's hear your dating disaster.
Okay. So I was a season ticket holder. I'm a season ticket holder to the Bruins. And at the time, my friend was dating a girl that was cheating on him. And we worked together. So I really liked him. So I ended up asking him to the Bruins game with me. So we went to the Bruins game. Then afterwards, we were going to go to the movie. So we went out to eat. We were drinking. And he's not a big drinker. He ended up getting a little intoxicated. We made it to the parking lot of the movie theater, which is a little hot and heavy. And in the middle of that, he ended up getting out of the car, getting sick. So obviously we didn't make it to the movies, but this really isn't a real huge dating disaster. That's the biggest disaster. But 30 years later, we're married.
Look at
so
that.
That started our relationship.
Yeah.
Wow.
You couldn't even get to the movie. At the bar, got hot and heavy in the...
A lightweight. That's cute.
Cheap date.
I have a permanent DD. Perfect.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
Yes.
The kids must love that story.
Yeah, your dad puked and he was making out with me.
Tell it again, Mom.
Every time they drive past that parking lot, there's the parking lot Daddy threw up in on our first day.
Yeah. Right, kids?
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Karen, for sharing your story. Congratulations. What's your husband's name?
Bob.
Hey! Oh! Who doesn't like a Bob? All right. Yeah. Don't look at me like that, LBF. Thanks, Karen. All right. Thanks for sharing. Who's on the phone?
Oh, yeah, Kathy.
Kathy with a dating disaster took place at a sporting event, I hope. Hey, Kathy, what do you got?
Okay, so this was in the 80s. It actually didn't happen to me. It was my friend.
Okay.
She went skiing on a first date, so it was sports, kind of. And after skiing, they had the après-ski,
a
few beverages. So on the way home, they got in horrible traffic, and she had to go to the bathroom really bad.
Oh, God.
Oh, so no. Finally,
onesies or twosies?
Oh, come on.
Don't you want to know?
No, I don't. I don't.
You want to know.
All right, so he pulled over, and it was snow, so she was trying to figure out how to do it, so she leaned against the bumper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
onesies.
You know what happens with cold metal, right?
Oh, no.
So she gets stuck to the bumper.
No.
And so then he's in the car thinking, what the heck is going on? So finally he yells back, are you okay? And she said, no. So she's stuck to the bumper. He comes back.
Oh,
so then they're thinking, we need hot liquid to get you off of this.
Okay.
So he had to urinate on her.
Okay. Her that is some
dislodged,
date. That dislodged is some
from the
date.
Bumper.
Kathy, you just made the Hall of Fame of dating disasters.
That's fantastic.
Did this really happen?
Come on.
Kathy.
Yeah, this was not to me, but yes, years ago.
Oh, my God. So, did it work?
It worked, yes, but it was a one and done on the date.
You know, but they've seen everything.
Yeah.
You think they would have been built to last.
I know, I think it could have gone either way.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy cow.
Built to last.
Well, right. Wow.
And then tell their kids how they met.
Yeah, that's...
Well,
that's
right,
tell
right.
us about your first date.
Dead peen on my... bumper. Oh my on my bumper.
Dead peen on my bumper. That sounds great, Mom.
Kathy, thank you for sharing. Wow.
Tough
to beat, Kathy.
Oh, yeah.
Tough to beat.
Wow.
All right. Thanks, Kathy.
Oh,
okay.
Hall of Fame.
Wow. Right?
I mean.
Yeah. And you just summed it up so concisely.
How was that?
Dad, why? Dad peed on my mom.
What now?
You know, I generally don't like the story where it's like, well, this happened to my friend. But obviously, I bet her friend can't tell that story.
No.
Unless she's the friend. No, just, we could be it. We have time for one more. You want to hang on? What do you got?
Boy, we got some good ones on here. You want to take one more?
Let's take one more.
Take line two.
All right, line two. I'm sorry, is it Ann?
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Let's hear your dating disaster.
Well, I had met this guy, and we started talking about how much we both like wrestling, so we decided to go on a date to a wrestling match at the Civic Center. So it was a big one, you know, back in the 80s when Hulk Hogan and everybody was popular.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So all into it, we're getting into it. Well, then a wrestler comes walking by, and he decides to throw a half cup of beer at him.
Oh, at a wrestler?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You just say we get thrown out, pretty much bodily.
But I was going to say.
Yeah.
What was he thinking?
So, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Wow. But men think most of the time.
Mm.
No respect. So, then we leave. We're heading home. His car breaks down. We're stuck on the side of the road. A tow truck comes after the cops call the tow truck. The tow truck takes us to this very shady side of Boston. And we're standing in this parking lot with no way home. So he calls his brother and stuff to come and get us. So the whole time we're sitting there waiting. It's just a scary part of town. Mm. It's like midnight. Nothing's open. And it's cold.
Yeah.
His brother comes and gets us, and then we go home. So, but
needless
to say, I was a dummy. And then I married him.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well,
there's the
How twist. Long you been divorced?
Yeah.
Well, that was husband one.
Oh, LBF for the one. LBF.
Bing.
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 Let me tell you something, brother. You don't go throwing beer at wrestlers.
I think it was Rowdy Piper, too.
Oh,
my God.
Wow. That's pretty,
Rowdy, pretty good.
Buried the lead.
All right, and thanks for sharing. That was great. It is 7:45. Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Brigham Health. LBF.
Okay, J-Lo's career may not have happened if this woman didn't make a decision. But first, I want to talk about Tom Brady and the photo. Okay, let's talk about the Instagram photo and Tom Brady. And what is happening in that photo? It's a black and white photo. He's at the entrance of a football field. You can't make out if he's coming or going. You can't really make out what football field it is, although people have said it's Gillette, but it's the visitors' entrance.
That's
Brian Bell has done a lot of diving.
Can you confirm that, Brian?
Well, you know, I looked at a lot of photographic evidence on the Twitter, and people were
showing, comparing pictures, and it does appear that it's Gillette,
mm-hmm.
and it is the visitor's entrance. So is he entering Gillette through the visitor's entrance?
That's deep.
It's like a Facebook, post where they're vague.
Vague book?
Right.
Vague book.
Yeah, right.
He's vague booking
us. I had the worst day.
Yeah, and then you're like,
what's the matter, Tommy?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Bob wouldn't give
and
me
we're,
money.
Now we're wondering. And also to add to the intrigue,
because
it's so intriguing,
Giselle
allegedly was looking at schools for her children in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, so now what that tells me, seriously, is they're just doing homework, right? In case it happens.
Yep.
So as they start to do the free agency,
getting people nervous.
Well, yeah, but she's just saying, well, if it does happen, there's a good school in Nashville.
This could all be a ploy. Like to get the most money out of Bob Kraft because everyone's, they're like starting to do those things. Like, well, you know what? If it's not a good deal, I'm ready to send my kids to this school.
Pretty
and we're
smart.
Gonna,
pretty
right?
smart. Yeah.
Yeah they're going all in. They're going.
Yeah.
Is he toying with us or is he toying with the team?
I've already said how I feel about Bob Kraft.
Both.
Yeah. Right? How do you feel about him?
Well, I think Bob's going to sign it.
Why?
Because Bob likes a certain type of ending.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
He doesn't like a sad ending.
What kind of ending does he like, Bob?
You tell me.
Oh, no, I'm all set. I think it's pretty clear.
The type of ending
filthy
Bob...
filthy animal.
It's the opposite of
but
sad.
But you're not saying anything that's not true, so... Speaking of Tom Brady, Jimmy Kimmel had a bunch of NFL players read mean tweets, basically about tweets that people have tweeted about them that are extraordinarily mean. Mm. And here is a nice little collection.
Okay. Hi, I'm Tom Brady, and I'm a crybaby, and I have a butt in my chin.
I imagine Patrick Mahomes' barber is a superhero who has to run out and save the world every time he gets halfway through Mahomes' haircut.
Bad hair.
This dude, Travis Kelce, looks like the Notre Dame leprechaun.
Joey Bosa's nose is so big, it looks like he's been lying every day for his whole life. That's a good one.
Sonny Michel, more like Panasonic Michel far.
Clay Matthews is the type of dude who farts into a bottle of Sunny D, puts it in the fridge, and then consumes it the next morning.
Wow. So these are 12-year-olds doing the tweeting, right? Yeah.
No, they're actually probably 40-year-old men.
That is sad.
Failed in sports.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
A little jealous.
And finally, Jennifer Lopez is going to be one of the halftime performers. Shakira's the other one at the Super Bowl on Sunday. I'm looking forward to that, by the way. If you haven't seen Hustlers, see it, because Jennifer Lopez, should be in the Smithsonian. It is just an incredible thing.
Flying back Monday.
Yeah.
From Los Angeles.
Yes.
The guy in front to my left was watching Hustlers.
Yeah.
So I got a side view of Hustlers.
Ooh.
Pretty amazing, huh?
Pretty amazing.
I mean, I know.
Yeah.
You're like, can I
good
supersize this?
Now,
nope, you can't.
Nope. How old is J-Lo?
J-Lo's 50.
She's turned 50.
It's unbelievable. It's
dang
terrible in a way.
Terrible
in a way.
Sure, it's terrible.
The way
you're
that you
right
guys feel bad when you look at Tom Brady, that's the way I feel about J-Lo. Anyway, her career might not have happened if
Tom Brady.
What's he have we don't have, LBF?
No, I feel totally fine looking at Tom Brady. Yeah. He's goofy looking.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
What does he have
anyway,
we don't have?
Is he walking away or not? I don't know.
Jennifer Lopez's career may not have happened had this woman made a different decision. She tried out to be a fly girl, remember, on In Living Color in 1991?
Yeah.
She didn't get the gig. But the woman who didn't accept the job. So she got it.
She was. I remember that. Yeah, one of the fly girls.
Yes, I know.
Great show.
Fun.
No, all right.
And what happened to the other lady? Do we don't know?
Who knows?
She never worked again.
She probably saw Hustlers and like, I should never have given up that game.
Right? All right. Maybe she's a drummer for the Beatles. I don't know. It's like the same thing, right?
It is?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Pete Best?
Pete Best.
Oh.
Right? I think that guy's life went. All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Great band of the day today, too, by the way.
What's that, Lynn?
There's a great band of the day.
Oh, Queen.
Oh, you like Queen.
Yeah.
I love Queen.
That's great. All right, yeah, and folks can still text in to Queen 45911. But, Lynn, we need you to focus on Super Smart in 60 seconds, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, Lynn Dodge, you're from Fitchburg, right?
Yes.
What do you do out there?
I work at Franklin Pierce University in Ringe and running the Coffee Center.
Okay.
Wow, great. Cool.
The Coffee Center she runs.
Okay.
Well, like, if you need some copy, you go see Lynn.
Okay.
Copy?
Make copy.
Good. All right, good.
Making
copies. All right, Lynn, you know how it works. You get all 10 right, we'll give you $1,000. Now, LBF has a special super smart game today, right, LBF?
It's super smart inspired by the Super Bowl.
Okay.
All right, so it's going to be okay.
Don't worry about it. All right, so look, if you have any doubt, just say pass. We'll get back to it. If we have time, are you ready, Lynn?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Name one of the teams in the Super Bowl.
49ers.
How many Super Bowls has Tom Brady won?
Six.
What was the score when the Pats began their comeback against Atlanta in the Super Bowl?
Pass.
Who won the first Super Bowl?
Pass.
Where is the Super Bowl being played this year?
Florida.
Name one of the two halftime show performers.
J-Lo and...
What team has won the most Super Bowls?
Cowboys.
Kyle Shanahan is the son of what famous Super Bowl winning coach?
Yeah.
What's the name of the Super Bowl trophy?
His name was Lombardi.
Lombardi.
You know.
Yep.
The name still rings. Anyway. We're going to give her 3.5.
Yes.
You got to give her half for the Miami.
Yeah, question. Florida.
Yeah.
Florida.
That's Florida.
I'll give you that.
We'll give you half.
Yes. But you know what? You did well. It was hard. Super Bowl. It's like, you know, what was the score when the Pats began their comeback against Atlanta? 28-3. Yep. Who won the first Super Bowl? The Green Bay Packers.
Lombardi.
The team
that one I should have known.
The team that won the most Super Bowls, the Patriots or the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Kyle Shanahan is the son of Mike Shanahan. And the name of the Super Bowl trophy, obviously, is the Vince Lombardi trophy. And I'll give you we didn't get to 10, but we'll put it up online later. For extra points, in a famous Super Bowl commercial, what brand of suitcase did the gorilla try to destroy? Do you know?
Type of suitcase. I didn't know this one either. I missed that one.
American Tourister. I thought it was Samsonite.
Yeah, so did I. All right. Hey, Lynn, we're going to give you 3.5 there, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're right. It is in Florida. Miami is in Florida.
Yep. We'll give her something else.
So that's good enough. All right, Lynn, you know what we say. Nobody leaves empty-handed, right?
Absolutely.
How about 2 tickets to Chicago with Rick Springfield at the Xfinity Center? That's Sunday, July 19th.
Sounds great.
Isn't that good? Everybody else
said,
there you go. Tickets on sale, livenation.com. And like LBF said, play the home version of the game at WROR.com.
Yeah, it's multiple choice, and then you can share it with your friends. You know what? You'd probably be able to print. Maybe we can print it out and serve it at your Super Bowl party.
Play it at your Super Bowl party. Yeah. See who the smartest one at your Super Bowl party is.
Or everyone can just do it on their phones.
Yeah.
With our app.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tell them to do that.
It's all coming together.
Lynn, thanks for playing.
Perfect.
We appreciate you listening. Okay, have a great weekend. Who's gonna?
Thank you. You too.
Who's gonna win?
The Patriots.
I just
said
the Patriots,
but
they were there.
It's just not the same. We get it. All right, thanks, Lynn. All right, if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, do what Lynn did. Just go to WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, it's 8:25. LBF, what do you have? What's cool?
There's something wrong with 1 out of 3 people at your Super Bowl party.
Oh,
oh
not
boy.
Good.
Okay.
Brian Bell.
Back to the Future, the musical. It's an actual thing.
Wow.
Wait till you hear this.
They're making everything a musical. All right, and the Hummer is making a comeback.
Yeah.
An electric Hummer.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Details around
Please.
The corner.
All right.
How's that for a tease?
Yeah.
The electric Hummer. All right.
Okay.
What do you have?
Okay. Well, there's something wrong with you, but
there's also something wrong
with 1 out of 3 people at your Super Bowl party.
Okay.
Can we play the tape?
There is the tape.
Did you just double dip that chip? Double dipped? What are you talking about? You dipped the chip. You took a bite.
and you dipped again. So that's like putting your whole mouth right in the dip.
That was George, right?
Yes, yeah, George Costanza from Seinfeld. The double dippers. Yeah, one out of three people. They double dip. They admit it. Folks in Texas are the most likely to be double dippers. Jeez.
Texas?
Yes.
Well, they have big chips.
And North in North Dakota, they're least likely to double dip.
Good to know.
I don't know. We kind of fall somewhere in the middle. The worst is when you're at a party with little kids.
Yeah.
Because they just have no concept of the double dip. They'll dip and dip and dip and dip.
Can
and
I,
then you're like,
can I make an observation about
don't ever
that?
Eat a chip there.
Let me make an observation about that.
Oh, please.
I know. Please. Don't beg. Okay? It's not pretty.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Yeah. We had a party once. And my Carolyn, my wife, made unbelievable buffalo chicken dip.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. One of the niece's boyfriends liked it so much, he pretty much carried it away and ate the whole thing.
You serious?
Yeah. So how do you say something to the kid you don't really know?
Well, I think you have to tell your daughter to break up with him immediately.
No, it wasn't my daughter.
Oh, it was a niece. Okay.
It was a niece.
The kid
literally took the bowl and just like
ate
the whole thing.
I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And if he's like, I'm eating this, I'd be like, yeah, that's great. But you know what? Put it back on the table, grab yourself a portion, and then walk away.
Right? Yeah.
You psycho.
For everybody, you nut.
Yeah. And then also get out of my house, you monster.
Okay. You know, next time I know how to handle that now.
Invite us to your party.
Yeah, right?
I'm
the buffet bouncer. I'm like, all right.
I could have used one.
It is not like confrontation, but if you take a buffalo dip away from our lookout,
yes,
now
exactly.
I know what it is. Now I finally know. All right, Brian, what do you got?
All right. Well, I mean, they do. They make everything into a musical. And opening February 20th in Manchester, England, Back to the Future, the musical. I don't know if this is ever going to make it across the pond, but it's starring Tony winner Roger Bart. He's the, like, crazy pharmacist from Desperate Housewives.
Oh, yes, yes.
You remember that guy?
Mm-hmm.
He's starring as Doc Brown. Do you want to hear? It's got, you know, the great music, but they've, got some Broadway-style versions of these, you know, now that it's a musical. Do you want to hear?
Sure, go ahead.
Back in time. Here we go.
Help me, doctor, and get me out of this time.
I can see all the backup dancers right now.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Jazz hands.
Yeah.
Pas de bourrée. Step, step, step. Step, step, step. Walk. Walk, shuffle, ball change.
Okay, all right, I'm done.
Wow.
Is there an intermission is all I want to know.
So there you go.
Oh, honey, we only paid for half of our parking.
Yeah.
We got to go. All right. Good to know, Brian.
And so lastly, you don't
want
to see that with me, huh, Bob?
Nope. Now, have you guys heard about the electric Hummer?
Yeah, I have.
Oh,
okay. Talked about it all morning.
Sorry, what?
Yes. General Motors has just announced they're bringing back the Hummer, but this time it's going to be all electric. The Super Truck. How about that? Right? They just announced it. It'll be, quote, a super truck, lots of horsepower and torque. It'll go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
Whoa.
Right? But there's no gas.
That
the Hummer.
Seems too fast.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So I guess they're going to debut that in a spot with the Super Bowl this weekend with LeBron James. They go on sale 2021. GM says they aren't planning to make a gas version at all. It's going to be an electric Hummer.
Does it say how much?
It does not
say. A lot.
When it doesn't say, it's a lot.
If
it's like menus. When it doesn't say the price, walk out.
Oh, don't you hate that?
Oh, I hate it.
Observation number two.
Wow.
Do you ever ask the price when they say, like a lobster roll?
Yeah. Oh, or, market price,
yeah. Do you ever ask the market price?
I feel funny about it.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Yes,
boy,
but I never order it. You know who does?
Who?
Dave Falcone.
And I'm never asks the price.
He never asks the price. He's like, is it expensive? Then it's for me.
I'll take two.
You gotta love it. All right, well, you should give him an electric Hummer for
his
birthday. Just saying. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, what, my God.
Well, you might like that.
Oh, that's a observation.
No. It's just he likes trucks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits.
More variety.
Touchdown, Patriot. You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And Scott Zolak joining us from South Beach, Florida, everybody. Morning, Scott.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Yep, Zo.
Yeah. So how's South Beach these days?
I mean, South Beach is South Beach. South Florida is awesome. Like, if you come visit with your family or you just want to come down here, I lived here my final year.
Nice.
It's an awful, absolutely awful spot for a Super Bowl.
Really?
Why?
Excuse my voice. But voice this week.
Yeah, what's up?
There's nothing wrong. It's just, I don't know. I woke up today like I barely could talk.
Uh-oh. No, about the city.
Yeah, yeah. We're fine with your voice. You know,
you're having a good time in Miami.
You'll sleep every day, you know? Yeah.
What's wrong with South Beach or Miami for
a spread out? It's too spread out. Yeah. Way too spread out. The convention center, they have no food in it for the media. So there's like 5,000 media members here. The converters on it. And I've done 23 Super Bowls. You know, and with us being in it the last four, you know, every time on Radio Row, they have all the water you need, all the coffee you need, you know, all the continental breakfast mm-hmm. you need. At lunchtime, they bring in chicken wings, burgers, pizza, whatever you need. They don't bring in anything here.
Oh.
It's crazy. So it's literally like you guys going to work for 4 hours in the morning with no coffee and no food.
We're not going to do it. We're not.
Postmates.
So what?
Uber Eats.
Yeah. What's the best place you've ever done a Super Bowl? Which city?
Oh, New Orleans, without a doubt. Tell you what, number two was Indianapolis. They lucked out with the weather because it was like 65 degrees, and you could walk the entire city.
That's nice.
Like we're staying in South Beach. One team's staying up north by Lauderdale. Another team's in downtown Miami by Key Biscayne. The game's in the middle of Davie. That, you know, Hard Rock Stadium's out in the middle of, you know, it's, you know, 15 miles west of the water. So good luck to people that have rental cars because you can't park anywhere,
right.
And the Uber rides are pretty damn expensive.
I can imagine.
Wow.
All right, so the game itself, it looks like it's about a point and a half spread as of this morning. So pretty tight. The game's going to be awesome,
yeah.
Don't you think?
I think it's going to be a really good game. I really do. I've gone back and forth on this game. Beginning of the week, I'm thinking Kansas City. Like, maybe, you know, San Fran's got something up their sleeve. And, you know, going back to last year, you know, 13-3, we win that game. I say we. Patriots win that game. Win that game. Defense. I just think in these type of games, historically over the years, the defense, you know, the high-flying offense usually gets punched in the mouth in this game. So I'm going to pick San Francisco in this game.
They got a heck of a defense. Heck of a defense.
They really do.
Yep.
They really do. But
I'll take your word for
it. I'm with you. Oh, and they have Jimmy G, who
– Oh, yeah.
Who, listen, I've heard other guys on your station say he's a passenger on the team. Jimmy G, what do you say about that?
Well, he has been this last month and a half. He really has. He's only had three games over 300 yards, but he has the ability to get one of those shootouts if need be. So if you're Kansas City and you're looking at the last game, he only threw the ball eight times.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to game plan your defense to go up against that, thinking they're not going to throw the ball? No.
That's right.
Shanahan's a better coach. I think San Fran has an advantage in this game going into it because they could game plan anything.
Yep. Yeah. All right, I'm going to tell you what Madden says. Madden says Chiefs 35-31. What say you?
I'm going to go San Francisco 24, Chiefs 13.
Ooh. Nice. Low
score. Scott, do you think Andy Reid can pull an Andy Reid move in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what he's thinking.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, before LBF asks you a question, what's going on with this Brady pick that was tweeted out?
I sit here and laugh at every little thing he does because he's toying with everybody.
Exactly what I said. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Toying.
The funniest one was, oh, he's getting divorced and she's taking it for $600 million. Meanwhile, they're down here together at every party.
Right.
Right, exactly.
They must laugh, too.
Yeah.
They laugh and laugh and laugh all the way to the Super Bowl parties. All right, speaking of Super Bowl parties, Scott Zolak, finish this sentence. It's not a Super Bowl party if it doesn't have blank. Mm.
As far as parties?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If it doesn't have blank.
What do you want to say?
I have a feeling I know what you want to say.
I can't say it.
What's
okay,
your second
can you do
answer?
The PG-rated version?
Leather pants.
Leather pants.
That's weird.
That's
really tight ones.
Okay. Really tight leather pants.
I know where he's watching the game.
I think his Super Bowl parties are different than ours.
I think they might be. I think they might be.
I love it.
The high heels, really high heels.
Oh, okay, all right, we got it. That's good party.
That gets you going, Bell.
I love it. Bell's loving it.
Oh, my God.
All right, Scott.
I'll bring some singles.
Listen, congratulations. You guys are ranked number two sports show in the USA. So you're going to try harder to get to number one.
Thanks, man. We really appreciate it. We work hard. Whole station works hard. Whole building works hard. Everybody gets along here, and that's what we love about working with Beasley.
That's great. Well, congrats. You guys are awesome. Great job. All right, hope you feel better, Scott. We'll see you next week.
Number one.
Yeah, you'll get it. Don't worry.
You got it. Scott Zolak, ensconced in South Beach. You asked him if he saw any.
Oh, thongs.
Thongs yet?
No, but I didn't. I did not expect the leather pants.
No, that you didn't.
I didn't.
You asked.
Yes,
okay.
You
asked. Remember
He's
that.
He's a fascinating man, that Scott Zolak.
I love it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Nice.
All right, Kathy. Thanks for sharing your great story with us,
All right. Thanks so much. Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Hang on. This Rare is quite a restaurant. It's rare. It's great.
Boston it's one Harbor. Of two restaurants in the United States. Reservations are available online by visiting. It's one of two restaurants in the United States. It's one here and then one someplace else. Mm-hmm. And reservations are available online by visiting 7rooms.com/reservations/Rare Steakhouse.
There you go. Yeah, it's at Encore. Boston Harbor. Listen, if you have a dating disaster, you can tell us anytime. Go to WROR.com. You can email us there. Maybe you'll be next week's winner.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.